Why do we need to confess to a priest? Watch this.
One of the things that Catholics often ask is, why do I have to go to confession to a priest? After all, if God is all-knowing and he's everywhere, why can't I just go to the privacy of my own home, close the door, confess my sin, and God will hear me and he'll forgive my sin? Why do I need to go to the sacrament of reconciliation? And I think we can answer this question in a few ways. Number one, because it's Jesus' idea. Jesus gave us the sacrament of reconciliation in the Gospels. He breathed onto the apostles and he said, whoever sins you forgive, you are forgiven. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. This implies that for the apostles to administer forgiveness, it implies that they would hear it confessed, because they can't guess at people's sin. So one reason that we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, one, it's scriptural, it's Jesus' idea. Number two, it's historical. If we look at the early church, we see the sacrament of reconciliation being practiced in a different form, but it was there. And so if it is there, it's because we understand that the apostles passed this on to their successors. So why do we go? One, it's scriptural, two, historical. It's present within the early church. Number three, it's tangible. One of the most powerful ways to have love communicated is to hear those words, I forgive you, because it costs to forgive. And so it's tangible. We hear those words with our ears. You see, God has created us with senses. We see, we taste, we touch, we hear. And we hear those words in the sacrament of reconciliation. I absolve you from your sin. And it engages us. And so why do we go? It's scriptural, historical, tangible, and the last one, practical. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we sit before a priest and he's able to give us good advice that sometimes we wouldn't otherwise think about on our own. You know, we're struggling and we think that we see our life 20-20, but often we don't and we need help. Like a coach coaching his athlete. The coach is able to see things that the athlete can't see in the performance. And likewise, sometimes we need someone on the outside to give us advice of what's going on in the inside of our life. So why do we go to the sacrament of reconciliation? One, scriptural. Two, practical. Three, historical. Last one, tangible.
That is true. So in a very short way, it explained to us why do we need to confess to a priest. But others are still, can you forgive sins, Father? Did we say that? It is not us who forgives. That is why in the absolution, the priest says, I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We do not claim to be the source of forgiveness. No. We do not say, I forgive you in my name, in my surname, and my middle name. No. No priest will ever say that. No priest will dare to say that. It is God who forgives through the priest. That is what he wants. So we cannot do anything about it. Repentance. Please read. Repentance is one of the first principles of the gospel and essential to our temporal and eternal happiness. It is much more than just acknowledging wrongdoings. It is a change of mind and heart. It includes turning away from sin and turning to God for forgiveness. That is not very hard. We just have to be humble enough to accept that we are weak and that we commit mistakes and that God is waiting for us to return. And that is how reconciliation happens. Some people will say, I am too bad for God, Father. Are you? Are you too bad for God? Look at the people who are friends of God in the Bible. Noah was a drunk. After the flood, he built a vineyard and then took the grapes, made wine, and drank his heart out until he got so drunk that he slept there in the garden naked. Have you tried that? Those people who want to drink? You're so drunk, you boys. You're so drunk and you slept naked? I think nobody can come up to the challenge of Noah as a drunkard. One of his child saw him, look at him. They are not supposed to look at their father naked. But the two others covered him without looking. Where is father? Oh, sorry. The father cursed Canaan, one of Noah's child was Canaan. He cursed Canaan because Canaan looked at his naked body. See, it was his fault, and he was blaming other people. No? If he didn't get drunk, he won't be naked and saw and seen by his child. Jacob was a liar. Are you a liar? You are in good company. Remember, Jacob was the brother of Esau. Esau was the older one, so he was supposed to get the blessing of Abraham. But they cheated Abraham, who was already blind that time. And they put some things on the Esau's hand, on Jacob's hand, to make Abraham have that feeling that it was Esau that he was blessing. Jacob got the blessing that he will be the father of many nations as God has promised Abraham. Of course, Esau was angry. He hunted Jacob and wanted to kill him. He was a liar. Rachel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob married Rachel. But the first wife of Jacob was Leah, the sister of Rachel. Rachel was beautiful, Leah was not so beautiful. But, you know, Rachel was envious of Leah because Leah conceived and gave birth to 10 children for Jacob. She has no child. She was the one loved by Jacob, but she wasn't able to bear children. She was really envious of Leah. But the time came that God blessed her, and she bore two children. And those children, I think you know one of them especially. That was Jacob, Joseph the dreamer, the one with the song play. That was Jacob the dreamer, and the other one was Benjamin. From the 12 children of Jacob, from Leah and Rachel, came forth the 12 tribes of Israel. 10 from Leah, 2 from Rachel. Moses was defiant. Go, go! You bring my people and lead them out of slavery. Lord, if they ask me who sent you, what will I say? I do not know you. Tell them, I am who sent you to them. But Lord, no, they might not believe me. What can I do to prove it to them? Get that staff, and it turned into a snake. Still, Moses said, but Lord, I do not know how to speak. You take your brother Aaron, he will speak for you. Lord, please send somebody else. Defiant. Are you defiant? Gideon was afraid. You know the story of that Spartan people, the 300? What was the name of the... Ahu! Ahu! They were shouting always like that when they start to get into battle. Ahu! And they were all killed. No, the 300. It was the story of Gideon. No, they were going to conquer the promised land, and Gideon was afraid. And God said, do not be afraid. I will protect you. Gather the man who will go and fight. It was more than 30,000. God said, that's too many. You send home those who are afraid. Announce, those who are afraid, go home. So there were only 20,000 left. And God said, that's still too plenty. When you win, you might say it is because of your strength and not my grace. And so what happened? You go into the river, and those who will drink, you observe. Those who drink without dropping their weapons, Gideon took them for battle. There were only 300 who were left. And they fought, and they won. They conquered the promised land. Samson was a womanizer. Some of us can relate to this, huh? If you are one, then you are in good company. Rahab was a prostitute. Are there some here? Or are you sure? So don't worry. If you are, it is in the past. Cannot change the past. But we can always dream of a wonderful future. You know, Rahab was the one responsible who helped the Israelites to conquer Jericho. She married Salmon. Of course, not the big salmon that we used to eat, no, for dinner. Salmon gave Rahab gave birth to Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed. Obed became the father of Jesse. And Jesse became the father of King David. See, in the genealogy of Jesus, Rahab was mentioned, a prostitute. Jesus' lineage includes sinners. David was an adulterer and murderer. Can you beat that? Diba? He asked one of his soldiers, I like Bathsheba so much, so but she's married. You try to find ways how to kill the husband. And it happened. Uriah, the Hittite, was killed in battle. Isaiah preached naked. That is a nice pastor's challenge for Father Ed and Father. Yeah. Do you want to see that? Okay. OMG, Father Ed, please go home. It's not just imagining it. It looks like even in our imagination, I don't want to think about it, Father. I'm going to puke. Isaiah did that. Jonah ran from God, but he wasn't able. He jumped off the ship to escape God, God's will, to preach and convert Nineveh, but he was swallowed up by the whale, as the story goes. Mary Magdalene was a destroyer of families, but she was a blessed woman, and now she is a saint. Peter denied Jesus. Have you done that? The disciples fell asleep while praying. So when you're praying, Father, I always fall asleep when I pray. Don't worry, the disciples did that, no? You're not the first one. And they became saints. Who knows? While you're sleeping, you might become one, no? And lastly, Paul was a persecutor of Christians. Are you too bad for God, knowing all these people, what they have been through? The invitation is simple: to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Maybe God is not pleased with us, as I told you last Sunday, but He loves you just the same. In the family, we are pleased with some of our family members. We are displeased with our husbands, we're displeased with wives, displeased with children, displeased with parents, but you also always and will always love them just the same. So tonight, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So confession. The priests looking for people to confess, no? Because in Italy, not very many people go to confession. Even the Pope is there. God invites us to go back. Wherever we've been, it does not matter anymore. Now, it's a new journey that we have to take to go back to where we are supposed to be with our true owner, that is our Lord God. Watch this. You can sing if you know the song. The will.
your coming home to me and living deeply a new life. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Long have I waited for your coming home to me and living deep. Our new love. Long have I waited for your coming home to me and living deeply our new love.
Let us now pause for a while, bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, I've done so many wrong things in my life. I hurt people. I talked about them behind their back. I say things that I don't really mean. But saying those things, I know I've hurt a lot of people. There are moments that I'm so inconsiderate about the feelings of others. I only think of myself. I forgot. That to live for others is the only way to find meaning in my life. I look upon myself so highly, Lord, become proud, thinking that I am very valuable in this world, that I am indispensable in the life of people. But I know that my only value depends on how other people value me. On how my parents look at me, how they value me as their child. I cannot just give value to myself. Value doesn't come from me. I am only as valuable as my family, my friends, and people value me. Gives value to me. I have done so many wrong things in my life. I remember, Lord, and I will never forget that what I do to others, I also do to you. When I hurt people, I hurt you. When I make people cry, I make you cry. When I make people sad, I know you are sad. I remember my past. But I remember my past, not to live in it, but to learn from it. In these past 3 days, Lord, these are days of thanksgiving. I thank you for these simple realizations in life. For it is true. Sometimes there are moments that I would like to give up with myself. I want to give up. There are moments that I'm so tired of serving, living for other people, forgetting that that is the only thing that makes sense in life. To serve is my higher purpose. To share myself, to share my love. For I now know that what I do for others will live forever. That what I do for myself will simply die with me. Thank you for these 3 days of thanksgiving, especially for the gift of mercy and compassion, for the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of confession, for always giving us second chances, for lifting us up when we fall. Thank you, Lord, for making us realize this simple but wonderful learning that comes from your heart. Continue to bless our parish, Jesus, our risen Savior, Catholic Church, and all her parishioners, especially, Lord, the people who attended this Lenten mission. Bless them abundantly, O God. You know they truly love you, for love is presence. Thank you for giving us the strength to be here. Thank you for your continuous protection for me and for my family. To thank God, we would like to call on Father Ed to lead us with a song of thanksgiving for the past 3 days of our Lenten mission.
And now let the weak say, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the fool say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. The Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Give thanks. A round of applause for Father Ed. So we will now have our love offering for tonight's Lenten mission. And there will be an anointing as a send-off. Remember when Jesus said to the disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. It is not a suggestion. It is our obligation to be people for others. Do not be afraid. No, Jesus will be there. Do not fear, as God said to Gideon, I will protect you. There will be anointing. We will fall in line here, and our pastors will be anointing you on the forehead with the holy oil. God wants you to be well. Be well. Be strong. Continue to serve and to go back to God whenever we have lost our way. If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26. I am the God who I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I send your word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. We can now form two lines in front. God promises that He will be with us to be our strength when we are weak. He promised us that He is a God that heals us. Let us sing together.
I am the God
that he led me. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God that he left me. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord, your God's name is greater than all the known disease that we have heard. He promised to heal you.
I am the God that he led thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God that he left thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Now let us remind God of his promise that he is the God that heals us. Let us sing to him his words back and ask for his mercy, for healing of both body and soul, for us and for our family. You are the God. You are the God that healeth me. That healeth me. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. You send your word. You send your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. I am the God that he left me. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord, your healer.
So once again, thank you for being with us. And before I forget, let us acknowledge Father Guerrero, his being with us and all the things that he shared with us. As a sign of appreciation, let us give him a round of applause. Yay! Imagine Imagine for, to talk for 3 days, you know, and for him to do this, coming directly from the Philippines to be with us, it is such a blessing. Please continue to pray for him and that, you know, what you're doing, you know. And remember, I don't know about you, but what he said is very challenging, you know, and challenging and truthful. Maybe some of you were shocked by certain things that he said, but that's the reality, especially what? Sinfulness, especially making mistakes. And I'm 100% supportive of what he said, because truth hurts. And if ever you have to encounter, you encounter simply the truth is God loves you more than your sins. No? So once again, thank you so much for being with us. And since it's already late, whatever in the next few days will be available for confessions. It's too late, you know, let's face it, you're hungry. And then, of course, Saturdays we have confession, and Friday, even Friday and Thursday tomorrow, okay? So I will give you the final blessing. Please stand. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a sign of our love for Jesus, let us give the Lord a round of applause. Yay! Good night.